Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Hoshea Perek Yud Beis, the 12th Perek of Hoshea. This is a Perek of 15 psukim. It is a short Perek, and according to some traditions, it is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayetze. It makes a lot of sense that it's the Haftorah for Parshas Vayetze, in the sense that we're going to see a lot of the incidents mentioned in Vayetze actually reflected here. The general theme of the Perek is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu affirms his power and control over every detail of the world, his hashkacha, his presence, and in a certain sense, vigilance and perspective and involvement in this world, which he is arguing and is accusing Israel of forgetting. To point this out in this Perek, Hashem, through the words of Hoshea, points out a few incidents in history which affirm his involvement in the world. So for instance, in Pasuk Aleph, it refers to an incident which says, Sivavuni bechachash Ephraim, you have turned away from me in denial or in deceit, Ephraim, uvimirma based Israel, and in deceit, the house of Israel, Yehuda oid rod imkel. And Hashem went, and Yehuda went down with Hashem. And this refers to, according to the Gemara in Sota and Davla Mezayin Amud Aleph, goes back to the original time at Kriyas Yamsuf, where nobody was willing to listen to Hashem, nobody was willing to take that plunge except for Yehuda. And so to speak, later on in history, we're in the same position. There is the sea that we need to cross, and nobody's really willing to do it except for Yehuda. Everybody else is really sold out. That's where it starts. So Kriyas Yamsuf is one option. In Pesukim Dalet Tohei, there's the focus on the birth of Yaakov and Esav, which has something to tell us. In Pasuk Yud, is the exodus from Egypt, which sounds very much like the first Aseres HaDibros. V'anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, me'eretz Mitzrayim ad oshivcha be'ohalim ki me'moed. I'll bring you out in tents like the days of yore. So it, again, it seems to refer to a past instance where HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his involvement in this world. And finally, in Pasuk Yud Beis, the recent fall of Gilad, im Gilad oven achshav hayu, by Gilgal shorim zabechu. So why is it that Gilad, the Transjordan, the eastern side, has already been taken captive by the Assyrians? If it weren't for their actions, if it weren't for the way that they were sacrificing their cows to all these gods, that's why they're in this predicament now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Israel, look at all of these things, notice all of these things, realize I'm in your lives, and you have no need to go astray. What are the two ways that Israel still ignores him? So in the Perek, the two parts that are focused on, these seem to be general themes in Hoshea, is number one, alliances with other powers. That's very clear, as he puts it in this case, that they turn to the nations around them, specifically Egypt and Assyria, are the ones that the north kingdom of Israel is going to. And finally, as well, is corruption in business, corrupt values in society, rejecting chesed, rejecting tzedakah and mishpat. Those notions also express a ignoring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Malbim points out, that corruption is an indicator. When a person is corrupt in business, it's indicated that no matter how much they may speak about Hashem, no matter how much they may dress like a person who observes Hashem, no matter how much they may talk the talk, but ultimately, if they're not walking the walk in business, then that's an indicator that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really an imminent presence in their life. Otherwise, they wouldn't be needing to take shortcuts, needing to cut corners at the expense of others. So that's the accusation that Hoshea is pointing at in this Perek. One or two things just to focus upon, and that's the first pasuk which describes how Ephraim turns away in deceit, and Yehuda is rod imkel, goes down with God. As we saw, the Gemara in Sota on Lamed Zayin suggests that this refers to that hairline fracture originally when Yehuda jumped into the sea, Nachshon ben Amminadab jumped into that sea, whereas when Israel were confronted with, they were not willing to make that plunge. The Bible says maybe it's not even referring to that early stage in history. Maybe it's a very simple analysis, and that is that the northern kingdom right now is making deals with Assyria and is serving Avodah Zarah. And if you turn to the south at this point in time, then we have the righteous king Chizkiyahu is rising in power. So Yehuda, on the one hand, has not reneged, and the northern kingdom has. Simple as that. Let's go back to the other incident which is referenced over here, the birth of Yaakov. The pasuk which describes this in pasuk Dalet is Beveten akev es achiv uvoinai sarah es elokim. That in the womb he grabbed onto the heel of his brother, and afterwards, in his fight, he succeeded against Elohim, against this angel, against this angelic figure. So it refers to two incidents in Yaakov Avinu's life, when he was born, and he was born holding the heel of his brother Esau, which gave him the name Yaakov, and also when he overcame the angel at night. It is interesting, by the way, just to notice in terms of putting these two incidents together, that they're actually mirror opposites in the sense that the angel of Esau holds onto the leg of Yaakov. So when, although Yaakov comes out second from the womb, when he bests his brother's angel, the angel's holding onto his leg. Worthwhile thinking about that imagery here for a moment. Well, why is it being brought over here? Why is this necessary for our understanding of this parasha? So the Mitzudos points out is that it's a very simple accusation that Hoshea is marshalling against them for making alliances with their enemies. Meaning, if you see that you beat your brother, even though you came out second, and you beat him when it came to his angel, his spiritual power, and you succeeded over him, why are you making deals? Why are you back in Beit El with these Argolim and making all these alliances with all your enemies? You know you can win this. That's what the Mitzvah points out. The Radak takes it one step further. He says, no, in both these instances, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct hashkocha and involvement. Meaning, since when does a fetus, since when does a baby grab onto another baby's heel? This is an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a sign that you have the capacity to succeed. Similarly, when Yaakov beats the angel, you know, I mean, where do you have that in you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, every time we refrain from eating the Gid HaNoshe, which is the mitzvah this of not eating the sciatic nerve, we're supposed to be thinking, we're supposed to be remembering to ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vests in us great power over our enemies. So why is it that we deny his involvement in this world on a day-to-day basis? That's why that's being marshaled. If we go to the other episode, why is it that Yaakov going to the house of Lavan is being referred to here? If you look at the Psukim, we see in Pasuk, Yud Gimel, Vayivrach Yaakov Sadei Aram, Vayavod Yisrael B'isha Uv'isha Shamar. So Yaakov runs to the fields of Aram, and he works for his wife and guards his wife, or keeps his wife there. So what is that referring to? What's going on over here? Why is this important? So Mitzudas points out, very simple, it is clear to him that nothing he did was a function of his own success. Yaakov came, Kiba Makli Ovartes Yardain Azeh, when I came to the house of Lavan, I had nothing. All the success was absolutely incandescently clear to him that it was from Hashem. So he says, why is it that you come over here, you're now succeeding in the northern kingdom, you have a great economy, and what do you say? It's me. You pat yourself on the back, you carry on cutting corners and cheating other people, and you keep patting yourself on the back and saying it was you, even when you succeed. He says, Yaakov didn't think that, that's your predecessor. The Malbim takes it one step further. He says, right now, Hoshea is attacking the corruption in society, which is an expression of a godless society. And therefore, in that section, he says to him, look, your ancestor Yaakov tricked Esav, and look what happened. Because you tricked and you deceived your ancestor, and you needed to. There was a repercussion. You had to run away, and you went into the house of the greatest trickster in the world, the greatest deceiver, the greatest swindler around. That's what happens when you deceive, when you trick and cheat. Finally, the last pasuk of the parak, just to focus on, this will close, is the pasuk says, Is Ephraim Tamrurim Bedomov Olov Yitosh Becherposo Yoshiv Loi Adonov. And the last pasuk is that Ephraim gave bitter offense, pain, and the Hashem cast on him his crimes and brought him about in mockery. What's this referring to? Rashi says it's fascinating, going back to the original splitting off of the northern kingdom. When Shlomo Melech actually started sinning and he wasn't living the best life at the end of his life, that's when a fellow called Yerovam ben Nevat from the tribe of Ephraim, we hear Melachim Aleph, the accusation made of Yerovam ben Nevat Ephrati min Hatzreda, v'shem yimoy tzeru'a, isha almona, eved l'shlomo v'yorim yad v'melech. He raises his hand against the king and he starts agitating, and in fact he's sent to exile because of his agitation. And so what happens is that ultimately that agitation will lead to the splitting of the kingdom, and he takes the control of the north. Even though Hashem did give him the license to do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still saying, I'm going to return that mockery, I'm going to return that cherpa that you did by splitting the kingdoms. Even though he was given license to, ultimately the way he did it, perhaps the extent that he did it, What Azorah he interjected into the life of the Lord of the Kingdom will be claimed back against him. So once again, the general overview of this perek is an accusation or a indictment against Israel and their involvement with first the other nations and the corruption of their own society. And it's Hoshea begging, please notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives from history, or from time immemorial in history until this point. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.